But yeah, it is kind of scary to like put it, you know, live into the public.
We might be editing some of this out. Who knows?
Yeah. Should we?
No, I think everything you said is great. Why is the dryer on?
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Love You Bye Pod.
Welcome back.
Okay, Maggie's feeling great. Honestly, like, I think I'm more nervous to start this episode than she is, but I was going to start by saying I feel like this might not be a fun episode to record.
Oh, no, it will be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. We have a lot of ups and downs that we're going to take you guys through because there are a lot of exciting, fun things happening in our lives, but also some not so fun things.
Yeah. So where do we leave off last time? Like, what was going on last time we solo recorded?
Does I have anyone zero know? Zero idea. I feel like we haven't done a solo episode in so long. I think I was talking about how I got ghosted, and then we were talking about Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yes. It was like around Halloween. Yeah. So now Thanksgiving has passed and it's almost Christmas and we're back, just us two. Wow. Okay. It really has been a long time. So since then, I am now single. I am back on the streets. I'll just go ahead and just, why don't you ask me the questions that everyone's wondering?
Probably. Yes, perfect. That's okay. A perfect way to do it. We didn't really prep for this episode. We were kind of just like, we're going to talk about this and we're going to talk about this and here we go. Anyway, Maki is recently single, which feels really weird to say. Like, I feel
but it's what I'm used to.
It is. But like for a while, it was like, for a few months, it was like really good.
I got a little comfortable in a relationship. It was fun.
Yeah.
Relationships are cool, but, so yeah, interview me on that.
Okay. I think first off, before we like even ask any more questions, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. It definitely hasn't been the easiest thing, but I'm fully embracing, you know, the human experience and just embracing all of my feelings and, you know, just appreciating everyone that is around me.
Yeah. I love that. When did you guys break up?
Okay. So we broke up one time, like in later October, and then a little bit we tried again, and we broke up before Thanksgiving, and then still kind of chatted over Thanksgiving, and then about 2 weeks ago was kind of like the final, and then last, so it's just kind of taken a little bit for it to fizzle out, but now it's completely over, just because you can only go back and forth for so long trying to make something work that just really wasn't going to work at this time.
Yeah. So I think obviously everyone's wondering what happened, why you guys broke up.
Yeah. What happened was we were just arguing a little bit too much. I think that I'm not very chill, and I think that it was my way or the highway, and I think maybe a little bit on his end, but he was overall a great, great guy and a great boyfriend. I really don't have anything negative to say about him other than like, it just wasn't working for me. Like, I was just like a little bit unhappy. But there were also so many great, amazing times where I'm literally peeing my pants laughing. Like, I can't stand up. And like, so that's what I really miss. But it's like, at a certain point, the bad just kind of ends up weighing out the good, because you can't, I didn't have room for that in my life because I'm just overall happy. And so, yeah, there probably is a part of me that probably could have fought for it harder. But I just didn't really feel like doing that right now. And, so I didn't, but, you know, I really don't have anything negative to say about him. He was never mean to me. He never put me down for who I was. If anything, he was trying to instill confidence in me and like who I was. He's very proud of the podcast. He is a great guy. He's very well liked in Nashville. And so I wish him nothing but the absolute best. I still see him around, like this past weekend, and it was fine, you know, give each other a hug. And like, there is nothing but love between us, but, just wasn't working in a romantic relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I think you pretty much summed it up. Like, there was no sort of like cheating involved. There was no sort of like hatred towards the other person. Like, I loved him. Like, we all loved him, you know? And like, we wish him nothing but the best. And it sucks. Like, who wants to go through a heartbreak? It's like one of the worst pains in the world.
Yeah. It's like, there's no time for that. There's no time for like getting hurt. Like, at the gym or like when you're just like out doing stuff or like getting sick, there's just no really good time for it. You know, for anything, for a death in the family or anything like that. So I'm not relating it to that, but I'm just saying that there's never time. There's never a good time for something to go wrong in life. But you know, you just got to take it, when it comes. And I've just been taking it full force and it's been, a cool experience. You know, I've learned more about myself. And you know, I talked to my mom probably more than I did when I was in the relationship with him. Which is cool. Like, I mean, I call her a lot about it all. She's been, I wouldn't have been able to be where I am in this headspace and, you know, smiling without my mom's advice that I get every single day.
I think what's really cool about you is that you, I wouldn't even necessarily say they're like extremely high standards, but like, you know exactly what like you deserve and what you want and what you need out of somebody in a relationship. And like a lot of girls, like we've talked about this, Mackie and I obviously talk about this a lot. Like we're best friends and like, that's what you do. But you, a lot of girls, I feel like if they weren't like either getting everything that they needed from someone or like the, like you said, like you guys were arguing a lot, I feel like a lot of girls would just put up with it and maybe stay in the relationship. But like for you to be so emotionally mature and handle the situation the way that you did, I think is very admirable.
Thank you. But I think it definitely comes with age. You know, like if I was 18 or 17 and had a really cute guy, you know, that did cross off check most of the boxes in my dream guy, right? Like, if I had that, I probably would have taken a lot longer to walk away. But, you know, I'm 25. I'm like, time is ticking, baby. But it's not to say like that if you stay in it longer, you know, because I did think about it. Maybe I should have tried. Maybe I shouldn't have done this and just broken off everything good and bad that we had. But in the end, that's what I felt like was right for me and for him. Mm-hmm. As much as he wasn't going to walk away or wanted to, I know that it was the best for him in the end. And I think he agrees and finally came to terms with that. But it was definitely, it was definitely just not easy conversations that we were having, but I think we did end up on the same page, you know, in our minds, in our brains. I think that that's right. I think our feelings are maybe a little bit different on understanding it, but I know that we both know and our parents probably agree too. Like, it was like nothing nasty, you guys. It was just like, oh, why can't we do this or that? And then it would be like, it was small things. There was nothing huge or anything disrespectful that he was doing. It was truly just like, I was like, I don't really want to cry. And I would cry. I don't even know why. Like, it wasn't even that big of a deal sometimes. So I just think that I was just overwhelmed and honestly not ready for a relationship as much as I thought I was after 6 years of being single. I just think I was like, hold on, like, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
We also moved very quickly in the beginning and kind of jumped to dating. There was never a friendship that came along with it before dating and becoming exclusive. So I think that it can go either way and it can still be a successful love story. But I think next time I'll probably try to be friends with somebody before dating them again.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. And I just wanted to add one thing to what you were saying earlier was that I think too, you guys just didn't have time for each other. Like,
yes,
that was very busy. That was like a main thing. I feel like you both are so like, you're very busy people. You have a 9-to-5 on top of having a podcast, which is a full-time job in itself. He was very busy with work all of the time. Like, I just feel like at this point in your life, you guys weren't, you didn't have the time to dedicate to it. To one another.
Right. The time that we both wanted to dedicate.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, overall I'm doing fine, you guys, but obviously not like the most fun thing to go through, but also, really my first experience and go at like a serious boyfriend. Okay. Congrats. It only lasted 6-7 months, but, you know, it was still, I learned a lot about myself and just like a relationship. And it was so fun, honestly. Like, it makes me excited for, you know, the next relationship I might have, or, you know, and I, maybe somewhere down the line we run into each other again, you know, because I don't hate him, but it just wasn't working right now. But I am excited to be loved how I was loved in this relationship again, because truly I was loved completely for who I am. And that was really important to me.
That's really like such a huge priority for us. And like, it's what everyone wants. Like the feeling of being loved is just so fun. Like it's so fun.
Yes.
And, like,
I was just definitely unapologetically myself every day that I woke up with him and, you know, did as much life together as we could. And he fully loved me and probably still does for who I am, you know? Yeah. And I thought that was really cool. So I know that it now exists, you know, that somebody can love me and anyone out there for themselves. It because there was a part of me after 6 years of being single, like, damn, will anyone like me for like truly who I am and my personality or like what? And so finally, like, I think it was just a little bit of a wake up call of, you know, it is out there for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everything happens for a reason. He was in your life for a reason. He still is going to be in your, like, we're not, we see him. So it's like,
We'll still be friends. You know, we have a lot of mutual friends. Our lives overlap. So, it's not a bad thing. It's really probably a positive thing, you know, to see a familiar smiling face that's hoping the best for one another.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think you have handled the situation so gracefully. And like I said, I admire you and look up to you in the way that you knew what you needed. And even though it was so hard and like you were crying and so sad to do it, you knew that it was the right decision at the end of the day. So
yeah, like you guys, we were going through it like when we had on some guests, but like we didn't say. But yeah, so that's it. So if anyone wants to DM me, I'm here. I'm not an expert by any means, nor have I ever gone to therapy, but my mother is my therapy. So is Kenna. So I'll just be passing along their advice.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, everyone's probably gone through something similar in their life. So DM Mackie if you want to talk about it.
Yeah.
DM the pod. We'd DM love to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was nice. Great job. How are you feeling?
Good. You know, so I'm like kind of scared. I'm like, damn, like, cause I knew it was real, you know, a couple of days ago. I was like, okay, like it's real now. Cause like we don't follow each other anymore on Instagram just for the better. But like just things like that are make it really real. And then like, so does this. Thank you for being there for me through the ups and downs here. Kenna has been a part of it all. So thank you for dealing with it. And you're the best.
Of course. I feel like that's just what best friends are for. Sorry for hurting your feelings by saying you were talking about it too much.
Yeah. You know, you guys, I've tried to not talk about it that much.
Well, I've noticed you haven't. I'm like, dude, you can talk about it. It was just like, I made a stupid joke and it was my bad. And I apologize for it, but I'm doing it again because I said, all we talk about is Steeps. And
you said one other thing. Oh, and how tired I am.
Oh, yeah. I was like, all Mackie talks about is how tired she is in Steeps. And I thought it was funny and it wasn't funny and it hurt her feelings. And I am sorry.
I think it was more embarrassing for just both of us overall, like, because we were with two other people and like, not that they're judging at all, but like, I think that I got triggered because it was in front of them and I just like didn't want them to think that I was doing that.
Yeah.
And then I kind of popped off and like was like, shut the fuck up. And then I was like a bitch in front of them. So then you were kind of embarrassed for like, maybe like you were like, oh, like maybe I was kind of mean by saying that. And then so we were both just like a little bit awkward at dinner. Because then I saw you just staring at your phone for quite some time. So that was a little uncomfortable, but they were like two of our great, great friends that we had in front of.
I'm sorry.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry for like popping off back, but I'm like, damn it. I've been fucking trying to not talk about him that much and about the whole situation. And like, cause I know it's annoying. So it's whenever she said that, I was like, fuck.
I don't mind, but it was like, I don't mind. Like, I want you to tell me everything. I do. But, like, it was a lot at one point.
Yeah. And I think that had to do with him and I. Thank you.
Yeah.
I
mean, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
I think he was, you know, reaching out to Kenna for a friend as well. So she had both ends of the fucking fire coming at her. So,
and I'm sorry. And I want you to tell me everything. And I'm sorry again. And that was the first time we've ever really, like, talked about one of our fights on an episode, I think.
Really?
Or like an actual fight that we had. Like all of our fights are jokes sometimes, but like we've said that we fight.
No, we had another argument today, right before we started recording. I'm just sensitive as fuck. And like when people don't, my mom has told me this, when people don't say or do exactly what I think they should say or do, I like don't like it.
Yeah.
And so I get really 100%. Upset and like mad almost. And it's like, dude, like people are different people than what you would do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was definitely something that was like when I'm sending a text to Steeps, like there were sometimes where I'd be like, he better say this back. Like that's toxic as fuck. But like, that's what would get us in arguments. And I think that is what gets us in arguments too. So
definitely both sides. But I mean, if we're about to air out this other fight we just had, I just look, sound like a fucking
okay,
bitch.
Okay, let's not air it out. Great.
All right, moving on.
This podcast is brought to you by Inspired Designs Jewelry.
If there's one thing about us, it's that we wear our gold basket hoops.
We wear them every day and everywhere that we go. And you guys, listen to this.
So we love this brand so much, we even got to design our own collection with them.
You guys can go check out our collection at idoriginals.com.
And for 20% off, use our code.
Love you, bye.
That's LOVEYOUBYE.
And you guys can also find the link to their website in our bio. Love you, bye. Okay, so that is that, you guys. And, you know, life happens and life changes. And you know what? It's gonna be okay no matter what. You know, if it's to be, it'll be, y'all.
That's right, Mackie. Okay, so we have two more things we want to talk to you guys about. The first one is just like, let's just do some hot takes and let's just like give our opinions on this because I feel like we're not going to agree, but I want to also bring it to the listeners because I want to know what you guys think. And like, I feel like I'm going to be outvoted here, honestly. Like, I feel like mine's controversial, my answer to this question.
Well, what is your question?
The question is it okay for your significant other to have a girl best friend or a guy best friend? What are your thoughts?
Define best friend.
So like, for me personally, like if you know me, you know that like one of my guy best friends is Shane Parton, who we've had on the podcast, who also used to date one of my best friends and talk to you in high school, but like you guys never did anything. Anyway, he's like my guy best friend. Like I talk to him about almost everything, like my job, like the podcast, like a guy that I'm talking to. Like we just have a platonic good connection and relationship, and we've been friends since high school, and like I feel like that's not weird. I've never wanted to hook up with him. I've never thought about, oh my god, am I gonna date him? Like no, I just don't feel that way about him, and he feels the same about me. Is that weird?
So
I mean, wait, sorry, before you answer that, I will say like when Shane had a girlfriend, he like, I mean, like we don't text like every day, but like we catch up like once a week ish and like talk on FaceTime and like text sometimes about things. And like, I ask his opinion, like, it's just like not like anything weird, but like I see, okay, now you can answer.
So I think that like there should be a line there. If I have a boyfriend and he's like FaceTiming a girl once or twice a week, once a week is fine. You know, like I have a guy best friend. He doesn't live around here. So we FaceTime, me and Will, and we would FaceTime, like he would FaceTime me while I was with Steeps or whatever. And like, it didn't bother him and it was fine. And he has a girlfriend. But I would say definitely died down when Will and I both got a relationship, like as it like kind of should have. And it just kind of ends up being natural to where you don't really want to tell Shane everything. Like you want to tell your boyfriend everything. And so that's kind of what should and like usually does happen. I think like having a friend and like somebody to like call and tell something exciting to or vent to is totally fine. But I think like the level of it should be brought down multiple notches when you are in a serious relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. And like, I feel that way. Like if my boyfriend, when I ever get a boyfriend, has a relationship like that, like I don't, my whole thing is that like, I want to be able to like have my own friends, and I want my significant other to be able to have his own friends. And like, I'm not mad if he has his own friends that are females. Like, I think that's important for him to be able to see the female side of things.
Yes. I absolutely adored that Steeps had girl best friends. Like, it literally made me happy. Yeah. I was excited about his work friends and like anyone, like it made me excited. Like, oh my gosh, like they love like his personality too. But like, it's kind of like a feeling of like, but he's mine, and like, you're confident in that, and like, they should be confident that you are just theirs. And so you have to have a lot of confidence in the relationship, which can take a little bit to grow. But I think that having a few multiple different girlfriends is good and happy. But I think one, it will just end up messy if it continues to be as strong as it was during the relationship.
Okay.
I mean, during
the singleness. Yeah.
That's what I think. And like, okay. I think you probably like agree to that. No?
Yeah, I do agree. But like, I just like,
you just end up naturally drifting apart because they're not, you have somebody who is higher than them in life. And it's your significant other, your boyfriend.
I don't like the higher.
Well, not higher, but like, you're closer to them. You spend more time. They're your
person.
But
like, are you? Like, I've known, like,
Then you're probably not dating the right person.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in a time span about, like, knowing someone. Like, do you really know someone after 6 months? Like, I just, like, have known Shane for years. So it's, like, I don't know. I just really do also think it depends on, like, the relationship and the person. And, like, because there are sometimes some sketchy girl-guy best friend relationships that end up, like, either they fall in love or they hook up or something. But, like, to me, like, the guy best friends that I have, I just don't see that ever happening.
Yeah. I think guy friends are completely applaud, and so are friends that are girls on the guy's end. But I think like one singular one would maybe make somebody uncomfortable, but also, you know, you could talk about it and it could never be an issue with, you could talk about it with your boyfriend and it would never be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, like it would just be something that you guys would have to kind of discuss and see what he's comfortable with. If that was, I also just
like, this makes me sound like a fucking whore, which I'm not, by the way, but I just have a lot of guy best friends. Like, I just connect with guys. No, that's not
like being like a whore or a slut or anything like that. It's cool. Like, connecting with guys is awesome.
Not in like a sports type of way, but more of a just like, I'm friendly. Like, a lot of guys hit me up for like advice.
Yes, they do.
So like, that's something like, they like are in love with some girl and they're like texting me asking what to do. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
Like, I'm not like flirty with my guy friends, you know?
Yeah, no, people cling to your personality for sure, especially for advice. And I don't think that would have to stop. I really don't. I think that it naturally does though. Like, when word gets out, not with Shane probably, but like, when word gets out that like, you have a boyfriend now, like, different guys feel a little bit more uncomfortable reaching out.
Yeah.
Like, there are multiple guy friends of mine that like, just didn't really hit me up on like a Friday of, what are you doing this weekend anymore?
Yeah.
Because I had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which is like respectful, but like, I knew I could always reach out and they would be excited to hear from me.
Yeah.
But,
well, the good news is I don't have a boyfriend.
Yeah. But I think that like, I think it's overall fine, but I think that like, it ends up naturally dwindling out from where it is.
What do you guys think? Is it weird to have a girl best friend / guy best friend? Let us know. DM us all the things.
Did I give an answer?
Yeah. Okay, you guys. And closing out our first solo episode in a long time. We're going to talk about new friends that we made and new stages in life and like fun adventures and activities we've been up to.
Yeah. So Kenna and I both have a lot of college friends here and we adore them. We have girl and guy college friends from Kentucky for Kenna, Tennessee for me, if you're new here, everyone. But we've always just had this push to, you know, step outside of our, I guess, comfort zone of the friends that we made for 4 years in college. And we've been doing that so much this past year. Like January 2023 to December 2023, we have had on so many different guests that have created so many relationships for us. It's been so cool.
It's been so cool.
And we just thrive off of that. Like, the energy of just getting to know somebody else and then like being able to continue outside of the studio, being friends with them in a relationship has been so fun. That was like a goal of ours, I think.
Yes.
We did reach.
Yes. And I love that you said, like, looking back to like January of 2023, like, wow, you're so right.
We met so many people.
We've met so many people, and like, we've continued to talk to them. And like, I love that. I love, 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 love that. It just has made Nashville feel so much more like home, and going out and like seeing familiar faces and not really like Mackie and I, it's really just like us two. Like, yeah. We have certain people that we hang out with, but it's like when we're making a plan for the night, it's really just like us two. And we're like, what are we doing? And like, who are we going to see and hang out with? And we bop around to different friends and people. And I love that.
Yeah.
And we have been hanging out with two guys that we absolutely adore.
Yeah.
Three guys.
Four.
Five.
Six. No. So it's four. So, or really three.
Yeah.
I guess. So three. So they're roommates.
Uh-huh. And they're older than us.
They're older than us. And they give us like just so much shit, but like in the best way fucking possible. So like, we're obsessed with that.
Literally obsessed. It's the definition of the culture of men, you guys. Like,
it's just like having guy friends. Like, I just love being around the culture of men. We
love being around the culture of men. And
like, they're like, we're like, why didn't y'all text us to come over today? And it's like, what do y'all mean? Like, just walk over.
They're like, the door is always open. And it's like
we're like psycho.
We're psycho. And as girls, you're like, oh my God, like, they don't want to hang out. They don't want to do this. But they're literally like, what the fuck are you freaking out about? Like, the door is always open. Come over whenever. But like, as a girl, girls get it. Like, the girlies that get it. Like, we want the invitation to be like, hey, come hang out. Or like, hey, come pregame here. We're going out. Like, we want that invitation.
Yeah.
And when they don't give it to us, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so we've been like, well, really, wait, when did we first hang out? Okay, so we met them through our mentor who mentors us through the podcast.
Wait, but we need to go back and talk about and relay this back to the episode that we talked about one of the guys on.
Yes. Yes, we do. Oh my gosh, you guys. So there's an episode, probably a clip you can find from this summer.
It was probably in like July, because we met in July. It was probably around like July maybe that we...
Oh, yeah.
Released it?
Because, yeah.
But I posted a clip.
It's a solo episode in July.
And I basically was talking about how I was, like, flirting with this guy. Met him at a pool party. We were flirting. He was like, I want to take you to Virago. He ended up never texting me. And I was, like, really butthurt about it because I was like, what the fuck? Recently, we reconnected with him and his friend who we've been hanging out with. And
right. Where did we reconnect? Because, like, I had never met him, by the way, you guys. So we saw them at a bar, of course, where we run into everyone. And
this was, like, my first time, like, actually talking to him, like, since he, like, literally never hit me up. So I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I'm the type of person that's going to confront you. Like, I'm not scared of confrontation.
Right.
So I was like, so why did you never text me? And he told me straight up why he never texted me. And, like, we keep being like, come on the pod so we can talk about this. But he's like, absolutely not.
So why did he not follow up?
This is, like, so bad. Like, I literally hate that I'm even saying this, but I mean, I have to tell you guys.
Oh, did you not want to tell?
No, it's fine. I don't care.
People are probably wondering.
We were going to tell.
Yeah.
Anyway. So he was like, I didn't text you because I like we met at that pool party. He bought me a few drinks. We went to dinner with like my friends. I said I never thought I ordered anything. Apparently I did. And he like bought my dinner and like paid for my drinks there. And then we went to a bar and he like paid for my drinks there. And he claimed that I never said thank you. He was like, yeah, I never texted you because you never said thank you for a single thing. And I was like, you're absolutely kidding me. Because
no, she's like literally crying in the bar.
I'm crying. I'm literally about to start crying because I was like, that is not who I am. I don't think I've ever once in my life when someone's done something for me, not said thank you. And I feel like my friends and family can attest to that. Like, if you know me, you know I'm a very grateful, thankful person. Like, I'm never going to not say thank you. So I was like, you're lying. Like, I literally was like, that's not true. And he was like, I think I would know. Like, you literally didn't say thank you. And the amount of times I said sorry and that like, I can't believe I'm beside myself that I would ever do something like that. Like, I'm so sorry if I did not say thank you. Like, that's not who I am. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like really hurt by that because I've never had someone like question like my character or not even my character, but just be like, you didn't, you weren't thankful. Right.
That's like not very fun to hear.
Like, I went on a date recently and we each had one drink and I was like, thank you so much for the drink, like 10 times.
Yeah. Like, thank you so much for teaching us a lesson, Mr. Virago.
So yeah. So he said, he never said thank you. So I never texted you. I'm like, okay, perfect. So now it's like a running joke that like we over say thank you. Like we say it so much to him, or like, thank you so much. We love you.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
I think everything's fine now. And you know what made it worse was that he told me he had been having a crush on me for a while, which is just craziness. Like, why the fuck didn't you slide in earlier?
I'm just dead at that. Would he used to like your fucking Instagram stories? Like, so classic.
I didn't follow him.
Oh, like, we didn't follow each other. Like, you didn't follow until after you guys met.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he knows my cousin. So like, he had seen me on her page.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
He was like, this girl is beautiful. And yes, I was like,
you are beautiful.
You. Thank you. So that was the tea of why we never went on a date. What was the tea?
Like, so like, but it's so cool, you guys, because we found out like why she was, I guess, quote unquote, ghosted. Like, it's kind of cool to know. Right. And like, now we're friends with him and like, we know why.
Yeah.
Assuming that's the reason.
Assuming that's the reason.
I mean, like, what maybe else would it have been, right?
I know, like, or he just, like, did not like me and was like, okay.
No, but he does like you. Because, you guys, he scheduled round two to go to Virago. And that was, what's the date today?
The 11th.
And that was December 11th, 2023. And that was today. And that was, we did not go to Virago today, you guys. It was supposed to be a double date of, him and his one of his roommates and me, and kind of we're not a Virago
and like, it's our fault. It really is just our fault.
Yeah, because it's our fault because we're psycho.
We were psychotic this weekend, you guys. Psychotic. Like, and like, so much fun on so much ass, and like
on so much ass,
the most ass we've ever been on, I think.
Basically, like, I think they maybe had some sort of hope that we were like cool, calm, collected, chill
girls,
and but, we're just not. The overall answer is that we are not, but
I mean, let's not sit here and say we aren't fun. Like, we are fun as fuck. We're the best to be around. People love our energy, they love our connection, and like, people love hanging out with us. Like, let's just be honest. But like, we are fucking chill or calm or like,
yeah. I mean, like, we can be, but like, we are choosing to not, we're choosing to be insane. Like, we'll see them again soon.
We're friends. We'll be hanging out with them tomorrow. Hopefully.
We hope so.
They're so scared of us, you guys. I can't wait to see what they say about the pod.
Oh my gosh. They're probably going to have a lot to say. But that's totally fine. We appreciate any of the rebuttals.
No, we love it so much. Like, we want them to come on. We're so happy to have new friends here in Nashville. Yeah. And like,
and there's a lot of girls and guys that we get excited about and like literally like want to hang out with like all the time. Like Grace Gunn, one of our past guests, like we are literally obsessed with her and like went Lauren to watch her sing. Like Lauren Bennett, like we dropped them off cookies, like we
a lot of our
just
guys.
Yeah, we just love, we love our new friends.
We're, Cole Potter.
Yeah, we obsess over them.
Oh, it's just the best. Okay, well, that is pretty much it for this solo app, you guys. Like, we need to do another one of these, I feel like, around Christmas time, because I miss when it's just us on the mic sometimes. Love our guests, obvi, but like, it's just fun talking to
it's
you
nice on
the
to
mics.
Just like, yeah, relax and just like remember why we started, right? Like, I didn't ever think we would do so many guests, which it's so fun. But like, this
we
is
just
so
start
fun.
This for us. Yeah.
Yeah. So we love our guests. We love y'all. We love our listeners. And be on the lookout for a really exciting pod swap collab we have coming up.
Yes, we're super excited about it. And as always, DM us your thoughts. DM us what you want us to talk about. We love hearing from you guys. And
I want to say thank you guys for listening to, you know, the breakup story, and like, for hopefully not judging me, and love you guys so much. Have a great week. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.